Please take your comfortable seat. Before I start, I received one devotee's, he hinted at me. You know, when you do japa, if you want to be good with your japa, it's very important that you respect your bead bag. Sometimes I have seen you put it, it's on the floor, it's waiting. Why is the bead bag so important? In the beads, there are in the bead bag there are tulasi malas. Do you have tulasi malas here? Good. I think the rule is those who are initiated have tulasi malas, the others not, or everyone has? Everyone has? Yeah? Also good. Tulsi is a very dear to Lord Krishna, and as we touch her with our hands, as we move the beads ahead, we actually collect divine blessings from Tulsi Devi. So it's very important that we, when we go somewhere, that we put our bee back properly and store it properly away. Now, there's I'm saying because some of you were not sufficiently aware and placed it just somewhere and it touched the floor. That is not. Please don't do this. Please properly respect, and then your japa will be easier. No, good. So, I would like to now continue briefly. We are in good time still. I must thank you very much for being relatively on time. We're talking about Sambandha as chanting with a sense of relationship. It doesn't mean that you realize your constitutional position as a particular servant. It just means that I'm your part in the sense of the well-known shloka, which you know, Jivera Swarupaya Nityera Krishna Das. No, you are by the jiva is by its eternal constitutional position a Krishna Das, not a Maya Das, a Krishna Das. This is of course, you know, sometimes I have heard people, how can I think of someone I have never seen? How can I feel the same amount or even more amount or even only some amount of relationship to Krishna like this? I can have a relationship to my friends. I can have a relationship to my work colleagues. I can have a relationship to so many people because I see them. I interact with them. How can I make a relationship with Krishna? Isn't that artificial? First of all, you must know you are already related to Krishna. In Europe, we have a situation that there were these terrible world wars, and sometimes families were separated. So the parents, let us give an example, stayed in Romania. You've heard Romania, land of Dracula. Romania. No? And then it happened that the children were separated from them, and they came to, let us say, Germany. And they grew up, they studied there, they began to establish a family. And then they feel, whatever we do, I feel I was bereft of my relationship to the parents in the formative years of my life. when I was 8 or 9 or 11 or 12, I was cruelly separated from my parents by the hand of war. It took me away from Romania. And somehow I have heard psychologically you can only function if you have a relationship with the parents during this formative years. And now I feel something is severely lacking. I must find my parents. Now imagine this man who has maybe become the head of a company, is well established, goes back to Romania. And he traces his family and he finds out, oh, my old parents are living in a very, very poor house which is built with stones and has a thatched roof, you know, with some straw and leaves. And he goes there, rich, dressed in a first-class suit, you know, good shoes. Oh, my parents. And he knows that, oh, there at the end of the mud road, this poor house. And he goes, he doesn't care that his shoes are becoming all muddy and that the pools of water on the road are wettening his first-class Hugo Boss pants. You know, he's just walking, plying through, and finally he knocks at the door, overwhelmed with emotion, and there are two old people. He hears their steps, and he hears the voice of his father. Who could it be? Who could it be? And he hears the answer of the mother. He has not seen anyone yet. Well, it may be the tax collector. Anyways, I have to open. And he opens and he sees a man. And the man looks at him with deep emotion in the eyes. Something goes on. Who is this man? Have I seen him? And then the son screams, "Father!" The old man goes, "Sine!" Sine means son in Romanian language. I think so, if I remember properly. No. And they recognize by some natural mechanism. It may be hormones. I know when the mother, when the child is born, she develops certain hormone is coming where she feels just very much bound to the child and must always look at the child and see is everything all right and so on. Some father hormone, I think, is there or whatever. I know only of the mother hormone. That is scientifically proven. Father hormone, maybe Sachinandan Swami creation. But somehow there's a sense because they are related. They're genetically connected. Same, the body is from the father and the mother. Oh. So in the same way, my dear devotees, you have a relationship. But here it was not the cruel hands of war which separated you. It was your own mistake and only you are to blame. Therefore, you have to be the one who makes the first steps. Krishna is always there. He's there in the heart. He has arranged that even in America, you found him somehow or other. No, he has made all the arrangements for you. So how, but still, how do we start? My dear devotees, if you sincerely wish to know how to start in your relation, listen as carefully as the son in our example listens to the person who informs him in Romania where he can find his old parents. No? Listen with the same intent. There's only one way. It sounds almost like the Christians. I want to say more. You must hear about Krishna. Hear from authorized sources. Hear from his devotees. Hear from the literature like the Bhagavatam. There's a very nice example given in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam of Rukmini Devi, a little young girl who regularly heard narrations of Krishna. When Narada Muni visited the palace of her father, what was the father again? Bhishmaka, yes, Maharaj Bhishmaka. She regularly was there. When the news came, Narada Muni is coming, she left her toys, a little girl things, and went to the palace where Narada Muni was glorifying the Lord. And in this way, she got to understand how he looks like, what are his characteristics, how he thinks, his qualities, his name, form, qualities, and pastimes, what he does, what he likes to do, etc. And by repeatedly hearing again and again about Krishna's beautiful form, his mesmerizing pastimes, and his exceptional qualities, no? Including his tremendous generosity and kindness to his devotees, by repeatedly hearing this, oh, Krishna is so kind, a desire came in the young girl's heart. My husband should be Krishna, only him. No husband made of blood, bones, skin, and a little pus. No need. She spoke about this very intensely. And when Rukmini's father, Maharaj Bhishmaka, decided to give Rukmini as a married wife to Shishupal, yes, Rukmini said, "This is too much, I can't marry Shishupal." And she wrote a love letter. And she gave that letter to a brahmana who quickly went to Dwaraka and read the letter. He was received immediately by Krishna. All the palace guards were passed. And Krishna immediately smiled at him and said, "Oh, yes, you have come from whom?" As if he didn't know. I have come from the daughter of Maharaj Bhishmaka, who has written the letter. Oh, you please read the letter to me. And then the letter wrote, "Oh, my dear Lord, you are the only husband. I do not wish to marry Shishupal. If you cannot accept me as your wife in this life, I am prepared to perform austerities, give in charity, dig wells, so that in a future life you will be inclined to accept me. But if you want to accept me now, please let us make a plan." And she wrote a plan. "When I come on the day of my marriage, fully decorated, out of the mandir of Chandika, it's a form of Durga, after I have requested for blessings. At that time, my Lord, you should be there and just kidnap me." Krishna smiled and decided to move very swiftly. Actually, there was not enough travel time, but Krishna gave extra order to his four horses. One horse is called Mega Pushpa, the flower of the cloud. It looked very... There's another one, very gray-colored, different colored horses. They just went in the speed of Krishna's horses to the town. Please help me. What was the town where Rukmini lived? Kundila. And as Rukmini, they came in time, came out of the Durga Mandir. She looked so beautifully. My dear devotees, she is the goddess of fortune, the eternal associate of the Lord. That when the king saw her, who were still seated on the elephants and horses, they were so infatuated and overwhelmed that they fell from their carriers. I don't know if this has ever happened to one of you men here. Falling out of your Chevrolets. It was so overwhelming. This beauty was unearthly, divine beauty. Then they saw another thing. One chariot slowly drove out of their midst and approached Rukmini. And before they knew, they saw the beautiful arm and hand of Krishna reaching out to Rukmini and pulling Rukmini on the chariot and driving away from the crowd. My dear devotees, at that time, you could only hear one sound. Nahi! It was much louder. I was very, very conscious to not shock you too much. Nahi means no. And they took up their arms and pursued the chariot. Krishna said, we will have to deal a little with this. You Rukmini, daughter of a Kshatriya, you now drive my horses. They will follow you. And then he turned around. And as he was going to deal with the army, another force came. This force was led by a very angry personality. He was dressed in blue cloth, very whitish complexion, like camphor. Now he had a plow. Who was he? You know everything. Yes. So, how had Rukmini, and then the rest you can read in the Krishna book. My dear devotees, you are so joyful, but retain your concentration. How did Rukmini know and give herself to Krishna? Yes, she has a relationship, eternal relationship with Krishna. But why did she make, how could she make this bold decision? I will not marry the prince of Chedi. Chedi is another kingdom, Shishupal. I will only marry Krishna. She had never seen him. She had heard from Narada Muni. And by only this hearing, she made this bold decision. You get the point. Yes. So, therefore, holy name must always be coupled with Bhagavatam. We cannot ignore the Bhagavatam if we want to increase our good relationship to the holy name. We must hear about Krishna. The hearing is like a good water that comes on a seed. On the seed. Seed means when you see the seed, you can't yet see what comes out of the seed. But by watering it you will soon see the beautiful plant. So if we talk now about chanting with a relationship to Krishna, which is so soothing, which is so much fulfilling the yearning of our soul, you must hear. What does it say? Nitya Sita Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuta Shite Koroye Udoi. The eternal perfection of love for Krishna does not need to be imparted. It's already there, Nitya. By hearing Shravanadi and other such things, Kirtan, so it's so on, it is revived. Udoy means it comes more and more, like the sun arises in the morning, and you see it more and more. Hearing is so important, my dear devotees. It's crucial. Without hearing regularly, you will be lost and become a computer ship in your next life. Maybe not a computer ship, but that is too much of a curse. you know, I'm referring to Silicon Valley. No? So, now it's time for an exercise. We want to do our last exercise with japa, where we are concentrating. My dear devotees, this is the last exercise. We hope to end it on time. So I need your willing cooperation. Beadbag is there. Everyone, please take the beadbag. I request all of you to turn again to the beautiful deities of Radha Madan Mohan. If you cannot see the deities from your present position, sitting position, you might like to find another place from where it is possible to see. I think the children cannot yet see. Ah, here we can see. We can see everything with computer. But a computer, when we have the real deities, why go to the surrogate? I will say something and then we will chant japa. In this world, my dear devotees, there are countless diversions from our relationship with Krishna. Other relationships, our jobs, our dreams and desires. All these preoccupations are like smoke. One day they will simply dissolve into thin air. At that time, all of us will be left with our one and only eternal relationship. You all know this already, but still, our worldly relationships continue to demand our time and attention. We often allow them to take up nearly all of our energy. For a moment, I request you to go into that real relationship, that eternal relationship. Think for a moment of your other relationships and let them slip away. What is your job? Either in an office or at home. Let also this slip away. Your so-called important responsibilities gone. Your future desires gone. You're now absolutely free. Free to turn to your one relationship. You can feel completely safe and protected. Become aware that in your truest being, you are an eternal spiritual soul. You are an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you had been absent from that relationship. But luckily, your fortune has turned. You have finally met your spiritual master. You learned from him about your eternal identity as a pure spirit soul, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. And you have been inspired to take up loving service to their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Turn to the divine couple and offering them a prayer like this. We will read it and hear it, but hear it as if it is our own prayer. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Whatever I call mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake only. Everything is for your enjoyment. It is not meant for me. Today I'm turning to you as your sincere servant. Please accept me and engage me in your service. Take your bee back now, or your beads. If you don't have one, no problem. And chant japa in your own speed. We will just say one prayer to Lord Chaitanya before. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Govaktavinda. And now do japa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Please continue, but a little softer, just for 1 minute. Continue, please, to chant. My dear devotees, some of you have gone back to mechanical chanting. That is not the idea. We are chanting really in relationship to the Lord now. Srila Prabhupada has informed us that chanting is a prayer. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. That is a relationship. The servant and master. Please, for this round, give up mechanical habits. Chant from your heart. Chant with Sambandha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Ram Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari Ram Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna
So Hari Krishna, thank you all very, very much. I regret that our time has been spent. I try to be as complete as possible, but as you know, this retreat is, or seminar is, based on the Living Name Book. I hear all of the copies are unfortunately sold. That happens always. But if you wish to obtain a copy and have not yet obtained it, you could. We have copies still in America, and you could give the name. I suggest you could give your names to Rajeshwari and her husband Amit, and they will go to Sadhu Sangha and can make an arrangement with the storehouse person in Alachua, who will come to Sadhu Sangha. I think they will be available at Sadhu Sangha, and somehow they can be shipped to Silicon Valley, and then you can obtain them. But this aside, it was a great, great pleasure to be with you. I'm tempted really to go now into a question and answer period, because that would give us a chance to exchange a little bit more. But I want to honor the times which we have for this. I know I have been asked to give a lecture at 3 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and after this we can maybe have questions and answers which are urgent. I wish you really from my heart all the best. May this seminar be helpful for your own japa. May you attain what you secretly or overtly wish in your spiritual life through the power of the holy name. It is my sincere desire, and I will pray for all of you that the Lord will give his mercy. I don't know if he will listen to me, but I will nevertheless knock at his door. And I wish you really sincerely all the best. It was a pleasure to be with you, really, because you took with sincerity and earnestness to the exercises and to listening to the points. I'm very impressed by you, by this temple, by your devotional qualities. I'm highly impressed and wish that Krishna manifests himself by his mercy in your chanting of the holy name. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.